Let's get back to the Morning Edition Song Project. It's the series where we ask musicians to write a song about the COVID era. Today's guest is PJ Morton. He's an R&B singer from New Orleans.
But sometimes life gets hard, and you just don't know. You can still do all those things you dreamed of.
PJ Morton says from the outset, 2020 has been a complete roller coaster for him, beginning in January when he won a Grammy and lost one of his heroes on the same day. It was the day basketball star Kobe Bryant died.
Of course, it's amazing to win a Grammy, but there was a dark cloud. I mean, we're also in the Staples Center, you know, like where he was Kobe. So for me, even before the pandemic, it kind of started as a weird year.
Such extremes in one day.
It's true. I didn't know how to feel.
A couple months later, PJ embarked on a major tour. Yeah, he plays keyboards for Maroon 5. They were in South America when the pandemic forced them to pull the plug.
It just happened so quick and we had to rush home. And I've been home since.
And that brings us to one of the high points in all this, because PJ, who was raised in the church, the son of a pastor, recorded a new album. The pandemic freed him up to finally make this gospel record that he had been thinking about. And it freed up many of the gospel stars he was hoping to work with, even if they couldn't do it in person.
These songs, you know, gospel in particular, this is what people need. This is the light that is needed for this darkness right now. So a combination of that made me say, we're going to just have to figure it out.
And let God, let go. And let God, let go. Let go. Let go. And let God.
When we contacted him a few months ago to write a song for our project, things seemed to be going pretty well for PJ. In fact, it wasn't even clear what he was going to write about. But that problem took care of itself.
Yeah, it was a daunting task, kind of, to try to put it into words, what we've been going through. This pandemic has hit me personally. I lost an uncle, my dad's brother.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Went through COVID myself.
Your whole family did, right? You and your family.
Me, I passed it on to my whole family except my youngest, my daughter. And it was a big challenge.
Well, 2020 is almost gone. Some days I didn't know if I could go on. There's so much inside of us that we still need to achieve. And in crisis there is opportunity, and we are still here.
I gotta ask you the timing. Were you getting to work on the song and then you and your family got sick, or had you already gotten sick while you were writing the song? How did this work?
When we talked about the song, I hadn't gotten it yet. And I think it was soon thereafter that I got COVID and went through it. That was a really, really reflective time for me. So it was after that I started to think about what I wanted to say.
I miss my friends hanging around, and performing in front of screaming crowds. But I know that we'll get back to the way things used to be. It's just that sometimes it's so hard to see. But we are still here.
My mother-in-law lives with us as well, and I was really worried about that.
Did she get it too?
She did, yeah. Literally the whole house. And we had to quarantine from each other in the house, not being able to really get close to my daughter. My wife had to wear gloves and masks to bring her food, you know, throughout the day.
This is your 8-year-old, right? You have an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 16-year-old, but your 8-year-old did not get sick, and you're trying to keep away from her as much as you can.
That's right. So we wanted to make sure that she didn't get sick. Yeah. When we were all done quarantining, it was like big hugs all around because she couldn't really be close to her parents or her brothers. But the fact that we made it through gave me even more of a like perspective on life in general.
We've seen the worst of our lives, and yet we survived. We didn't think we could, but we're still here.
You sing in the song, "We've seen the worst of our lives and yet we survive." Mm-hmm. Are you talking about you and your family or all of us?
Yeah, I think I'm talking about my human race family, all of us. Being from New Orleans, Katrina felt like our first pandemic, you know. It was the same type of you don't know what's going to happen day to day. But what's so fascinating about this pandemic is I was going through it with my friends all around the world. I was actually in another country, you know, when it started to get bad. So that's who I'm talking to. We've all seen something hitting the whole world at one time. You stack on some, you know, racial division and you tack on all these other things. When I was thinking of that, I was thinking of everyone.
I can't stop thinking about how we began this conversation with that day, losing Kobe, but also you winning a Grammy. I mean, there's something about that that has remained sort of the theme for you this year.
Indeed.
Fear, illness, loss, but also, you know, an album that it's gotten a lot of great attention and it sounds like it was really important to you. Extremes.
Extremes, indeed. Like the gospel album that I felt was so necessary for now was Grammy nominated. You know, it's like, oh man, that low took me here. But it further explains that I don't really have control. I only have what's in my hand, you know, in my mind, what I can do. The rest is really going to happen. And extremes indeed has been the theme, like I said, from the very beginning, from January.
Well, PJ, I really enjoy talking to you. And I am I'm really sorry about your uncle. I'm really grateful that you and most of your family made it through this and are healthy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Enjoy talking to you too, man.
That's PJ Morton. His song for the Morning Edition Song Project is called Still Here. And you can hear it in full on our website, npr.org.